This week's COVID question comes from Charlene Reeves of Asheville.
Yeah, I own a personal training studio in Asheville, and I'm just wondering, what are the recommendations for health clubs or personal training studios or for any business regarding the release of mask wearing and social distancing? And how do you enforce that mask wearing without discriminating against those who don't want to get a vaccine?
Good question. The State Health Department just issued updated guidelines outlining social distancing, but didn't have much guidance on how to handle the tricky mask situation. For insight, we tapped into Jill Sparks, Executive Director of the Small Business Center and Business Incubation Program at AB Tech. She encourages businesses to choose a policy and stick with it.
Stick to the policy, whatever it is. Okay, and being consistent in the messaging to employees as well as the customers and letting them know ahead of time, this is what's going on, whether it's a newsletter. I've gotten several newsletters already. I've seen signs in stores that say, we're proud to protect our employees. We are protecting our employees. We ask that everyone wear a mask. This is what our policy is. This is what we're doing. We're sticking with this. Also, possibly setting up special times for shopping or working out. If a small business decides to go maskless, then finding out, talking with their customers, hey, we're going to set aside this time for special shopping for folks that, for whatever reason, want to come in with a mask or they feel more safe or comfortable. That could be applied to, hey, we're going to open up the gym at this special time. Again, the business owners having to bear all that responsibility of trying to interpret, it's just very overwhelming. Another thing, keeping social distancing top of mind. That's if you go maskless, hey, we still can't be all on top of each other. Again, that's really hard to enforce, and being consistent and having something written out that employees know. So again, here's the policy. At the front door, everyone knows that you have to wear the mask if that is what they choose to do. If we can get away from the vaccinated, non-vaccinated issue and make it very acceptable to, hey, I'm wearing a mask because I don't feel like smiling today. If we can move to that point, that's going to be helpful for everyone. And I think people will feel more comfortable, hopefully. Hey, we're protecting our employees. When you come in, we decide we're all wearing masks. Even if we're all vaccinated, we're still going to wear masks. Our business owners will not make every person happy. You know, there's going to be someone that's going to be upset about it. And being consistent and very communicative are two of the strongest lines of defense on that.
Do you have a COVID question? Record a voice memo and send it to voices@bpr.org. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.